Windows 11. I believe it's coming later this year.
It is. So it will be out later this year, so you'll be able to buy a computer with Windows 11 on there as well. Microsoft had the official announcement last week. There's a new look on it, as we discussed. It's got rounded corners, a few interesting things. Internet Explorer is dead now, so that's the end of that. So it's not on the new one as well when Windows 11 comes out. Tiles are gone, which we see on Windows 10. They're all gone. You will need a Microsoft account, not a local account this time. So a lot of people can log into their computers with local accounts. But now it really is, once you need to at least once log on to the internet with this. It will be freely, which a lot of people will be pleased about, if your computer can run it. Now, here comes the interesting thing. If you're running a 32-bit version of Windows 10, which some older computers are, no, it's not going to run. You're going to need a new computer. But the interesting thing is, there's a thing called TPM version 2. Now, if your computer's not running TPM version 2, it's not going to be running. You're going to need a new computer. TPM is a tiny chip on the computer's motherboard, which is sometimes separate from the main CPU and memory. The chip is like a keypad used to disable your home security alarm every time you walk in, or an authenticator app on your phone when you log into your bank account.
Okay.
So in this scenario, when you turn on your computer, it's like opening the front door of your home, or entering your username and password into the login page. If you don't key in a code within a short period of time, you can't access it. That's what TPM works like. So it literally, it's got to be built in. It's a cryptographic key. I know I've said a lot of tech things on there right up front. But on my website, in about 5 minutes, will be a post. If you go to that post, there's a link on the page from Microsoft, so you actually download the little program and see if your computer will run. Most computers in the last 4 years should be fine.
You'll need a Microsoft account, not a local account.
That's exactly right, but the TPM version 2 is quite a key thing in this currently. But remember, don't panic out there. Go along, have a look. Things may change before Windows 11 comes out, but at the moment, if you don't have TPM version 2, it might mean a new computer for you. But Windows 10... still supported for another 3-4 years.
AdelaideTechGuy.com.au, TalkTech.com.au is where to find you. Now, you've got some information regarding Western Digital MyBook Live Drive. That's not the external hard drive, is it? That's the larger models.
No, it looks like an external hard drive on there, but it connects to the internet on there, and people were using it as a backup. If you've got one of these, take it off the internet right now. Because what's being happened is that some of the documents and things you've got in there are actually being deleted
nasty.
On there, which is very nasty. So the Western Digital have got a bit of a problem out there that their stuff has been accessed by, might as well say, hackers on there as well. These are still actually being sold. I had a quick look on the internet last night. They actually, you can still buy them. But if you've got a Western Digital MyBook Live, make sure you pull it off the internet, because there have actually been people where a 2 terabyte drive has actually been completely wiped. So there are lots of horror stories out there. Don't ignore that.
Okay, keep that in mind. That's the Western Digital MyBook Live Drive. And just wrapping up this week, Google search engine will now warn you when it doesn't have a reliable answer.
What a good idea.
Great idea.
So what happens is you go and search for things, and it's especially breaking news at the moment or things that are rapidly evolving. They're actually going along and saying these search results might be unreliable. So they're putting a lot of more fact-checking measures, which they've done the last recent years, to go along when something is breaking out there, if the topic is new. It can sometimes take time for the results to be added from reliable sources. It's like, we don't say anything on the radio, do we, Lee, unless we check our facts.
That's right. Got to get our facts straight before we open our mouths.
Yep. So Google doing exactly the same thing. So it's trained its software to detect rapidly developing topics that have a limited range of sources weighing in so far. So if you do a search, go along and say, you know what, this is evolving at the moment. The search may be unreliable. Very good thing from Google.